Hi Tony, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm fine. I've just been looking for things for this particular conversation, and there's not an awful lot going on, is there?
No, I don't think there is actually, and I think maybe we need that sometimes. February is probably maybe a chill month after Christmas and New Year, so maybe sometimes that's a good thing as well, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, but there is one major festival going on. It's at the back end of the month. I mean, February is not a particularly sort of long month. It's 28 days, unless, of course, you get the leap year, which is not this year. 28th of February and the 1st of March, we're talking about Light Up Crawley Festival.
Yeah, it's a new festival actually, and it sounds really good actually. So it's free, which is a big thing, isn't it? We need free things
Always
these
handy
days,
that.
always handy. And plus it's family friendly. So I think that's important as well. And I think it is very much the new year, getting together as family again. So it's there's different things going on actually. Lots of different events going on at the Memorial Gardens. There's something called Spring Forward by an organization called Same Sky.
Yeah.
That's 5:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, the 1st of March. So I think there's lots of different things going on within this festival, and it all looks really interesting and different. So you don't need to go through all the events, but you can go to some of them that maybe appeal to
Yeah.
you and your family.
Yeah, different is about right when you because it actually is described as collaborating with some of the UK's leading digital creatives. So it's making
Wow.
use of technology. For some of this, the 2-day festival of light and sound will transform familiar public spaces into vibrant hubs of interactive light and art. So it's a mixture of art and technology put together, which can be have an absolutely fascinating effect, can't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think we are moving into much more digital things, aren't we? Much
Yeah.
more. And I think that makes it more accessible to people. I mean, I suppose for me, I still like that live performance and live music. But with sound and light, maybe, I mean, I think Crawley is a brilliant place anyway. As you know, I just love Crawley. So I think let's see what they're going to do in the different places. I think it sounds really fascinating. And yeah, digital. Let's see. Let's see. It'd be a surprise.
Yeah, if you're as computer literate as me, you're just going to have your jaw drop and go, "Ah, wow! Look at that!" No, they're talking about lighting up different spaces, aren't they? So there's as you mentioned, Spring Forwards by Same Sky in the Memorial Gardens. There's light. There's an obscure camera by Flexa and Sandyland at the County Mall. And also the Electric Grand Bug Hotel. Love that. I mean,
Yeah, no, that sounds really good. Let's see what that's about. Yeah, it's a fun and interactive light, bright installation for the entire family.
yeah.
Oh, brilliant. It sounds really good, actually. Award-winning arts and technology. It's about creating something different. It's about mapping installations. It sounds really good. Grand Bug Hotel.
Do you
Interesting.
actually colour? Do you ever do any colouring?
Yes, I
You do.
do. I love doing that. I
My
love doing that,
wife sits
especially
there.
when you're stressed.
Yeah, my wife sits there with a colouring book and sort of a bunch of very expensive felt tips and whatever they are, ceramic pens and all sorts, and sits and colours. Well, this it actually says the Electric Grand Bug Hotel is a fun, interactive, bright installation for the entire family. Imagine a larger than life lit up colouring book.
Oh my
Oh,
God,
I
I
can
would
see you're
love
in your
that.
element already.
I love that. I love that. You know, those coloring books are really bring a lot of peace to you when you're really stressed. But let's see how this is going to be if you amplify as a local landmark. I wonder what that's going to be like. I think it's amazing. It sounds really good. Now I'm looking into it. It sounds really good.
Yeah, I mean there are all sorts of things, but and this is just one event. I mean another event. I mean, but all of these events are on, I think, for 2 days. Friday, the Friday and the Saturday. It's the 28th of February and the 1st of March, 6 until 10 o'clock. So you've got Polaris by Seb Lee Productions at St John's Church on Church Walk. You've got Sparks by LED Drummers parading through the town centre. That's on Saturday, the 1st of March at 5:30. And then you have a digital fun fair. I'm trying to work this out. What is a digital fun fair?
I have no idea, but again, it says a giant LED heart with lights.
Yeah.
And it says, highlighting the value of cooperation and connection. I think this sounds all brilliant. I'm trying to visualize it. And all I can see is neon lights in my eyes all the time. But so, yeah, no, I think it sounds really good, actually. I think it's really good for everybody to go and let's see. I don't think it's been done before. So it's quite interesting. It'll be really interesting. There's something else as well. Gaps in the light.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what that's going to be about. A portrait of four people removed from their world.
Yeah.
Interesting. And entirely left on their own devices. I wonder what I would do if I was left on my own and doing nothing. I think it'd be so interesting to do what's going to be happening and stuff. So I think that's interesting. That's on Friday, the 28th of February again, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So, yeah, no, so that should be interesting. I think it'd be quite good. I think 2 days is quite good for family. So you've got the Friday and you've got the Saturday as well. I think it'd be really good. And at that time, Ramadan is starting for a lot of Muslim community as well, actually.
That's somehow doesn't quite sort of capture the digital world, does it? It stops you from eating for a while, and I understand the reasons for that. But when is that, by the way?
That is, that's what I'm saying. It's on the 28th or 29th of February.
That's early this year.
Yeah, it's very early this year. It's different every year, but it is quite early this year. It's quite good, actually, because then you don't starve until 10 o'clock at night. But it's all part of life. It's all part of Crawley life. And I think I love this. I love this idea of using spaces in Crawley to create art, I think, and get people to interact with art. I think that's so important as well these days. I think it's really important.
It also mixes in with the human element as well, because there's the past, present, future by Project Female, former M&S building wall, the pavement. This is Friday and the Saturday, and this one involves some dancing. So it's Warrior Women, Past, Present and Future. It's a series of co-created youth-led dance fusion pieces, which offers an opportunity for young females to express their response to political and social changes happening across the world and process the impact of those changes on their feelings and choice of agency. Actually sounds like an interesting one. There's a human element mixed in with the digital, because normally with digital it's a case of somebody's twiddling some controls and you're getting some very fancy effects. Well, this is that added to some dance.
No, it's the interaction. I mean, anything with technology, digital, whatever it is, I think it's really clever how you can interact with human emotions as well. So anything, dance, music, lighting up the place, using public places, I think we need that human interaction to make good art and to be accessible to people. I think that's so important. I mean, we do get bogged down with a lot of digital things at the moment and technology, but you need to have that human interaction, and I think that's what makes it really good. This festival sounds brilliant.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's some AI involved in it somewhere, but I wouldn't begin to say that I know where it would be and why. But it is indeed the Light Up Crawley Festival. It's on Friday the 28th of February and Saturday the 1st of March from 6 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock at night. If you need the full details of the individual events and where they are, you can check out the Crawley Borough Council website at crawley.gov.uk/events, and you will find all of the information there. Well done to them for supporting that one. There is one other thing that you found, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So this is the West Green Community Cinema. I love going to that cinema. I love it. I think it's just brilliant. They've got two film showings in February. The first one is Finding Your Feet, which I've actually not heard about, actually. So Finding Your Feet, it's on the 12th of February at 7 p.m. It's at St. Peter's West Green Ifield Road. It's the community cinema there.
Yeah.
So that sounds quite good. I love films anyway. And it's another thing is you get the family together, and they always have tea and coffee there, and it's just a lovely atmosphere going there.
Yeah.
So that's Finding Your Feet, Wednesday, the 12th of February at 7 p.m. I will get there a little bit early and get the teas and biscuits and, you know, just mingle with people. They've also got something called The Quiet Girl, which is Wednesday, the 26th of February, and that's at 7 p.m. as well. I've never actually heard of these films, but that sounds quite interesting as well.
Yeah, I have actually seen that film, Finding Your Feet.
What do you think about it?
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. There's a wonderful cast in it. Imelda Staunton's in it, Timothy Spall, Celia Imrie, Joanna Lumley, David Heyman, Josie Lawrence, John Sessions as well. It's a typically British film with a wonderful little twist at the back end of it, especially if you like living on a boat.
Oh, nice. That's interesting. Now, a lot of people do live on boats these days, actually. A lot of people, they can't afford the mortgages, so they get in the boat.
No more than that, other than it is really worth seeing this film. It's a very gentle film and goes in a couple of different directions. But, yeah, you see the film, that was really good.
Nice.
It's one of those. So, yeah, Crawley, the cinema, West Green Cinema, that's one film. What was the other film?
The other one was The Finding Your Feet.
No, that's Finding Your Feet. We've just
is that what you're talking about? Oh, sorry, yeah. The Quiet Girl. I thought you... Wednesday, the 26th of February at 7 p.m.
Oh, right.
The Quiet Girl. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about that one. I thought you were talking about that one.
No, Finding Your Feet was the one I was talking about with that whole... It's a fabulous British cast and a British film. I don't know anything about the second one. It's when you said Finding Your Feet, I thought, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. But this one, The Quiet Girl, it's about a neglected young girl who's sent away from her dysfunctional family to live with relatives for the summer. So that sounds quite interesting. Sounds sad, but there must be hope. There must be hope in this film
There's
as well.
Always things to look for in these things. Yeah, The Quiet Girl, it's about a 9-year-old girl from a dysfunctional family who goes to live with distant relatives for the summer. Described as heartfelt, poignant and wholesome. So I think it's an Irish film, actually. 2022 is when it was, and it's the West Green Cinema Club.
West Green Community Cinema, and that's do you want the postcode for that, Tony?
Yeah, you can give me the postcode.
Yeah, so it's easier. It's RH117BG, and they've also got a website, which is churchcrawley.com/cinema. Okay. So, but it's just I always go there to watch films, and it's such an amazing place, and you make really good friends there as well, because everybody just gets together for the community. It's really amazing. It's an amazing place to go. The teas and coffees are lovely, and sometimes you can get cake as well, so that's nice.
Not for you. You're
not, cutting it's, down
it's before 10 o'clock at night, so you're barred from that one. All right, let's say there's not a huge amount to sort of talk about this month, apart from those two things, Light Up Crawley Festival and, of course, the West Green Community Cinema Club. Two fabulous films to be seen there. I think there's a lot more coming in March, though, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot more in March, thank God. Yeah, we need a bit of a busy month. So it's WordFest is in March. Mm-hmm. So from the 1st of March to the end of March, there's lots of different events, and you can go on the wordfest.com website. They've got a family day at the library. They've got authors coming on. They've got quizzes. They've got arts going on, crafts going on. And so it's a celebration of literature. And they've got Mother Tongue as well, which I've been leading for the last 4 years, on Tuesday the 4th of March. So if you just go on the website, you'll find a lot of information, and there's lots of brilliant stuff going on in March. And WordFest is brilliant anyway, to be honest, and it's been going on, I don't know, about 20 years now, maybe more than 20 years.
Yeah.
So if you go wordfestcrawley.org, that's their website, and you can book. Some events are free, and you can book, and it's most of them are family orientated. So, WordFest.
If you send me the details of those bits and pieces, I'll get them up on the Suzy Radio website as well at suzyradio.com. We have some info pages, and we'll get some of that stuff up there so that... we know we can find the stuff. It's easy to look up and stuff. So if you send me that stuff, Parveen, we'll get some of it up on our website. Parveen Khan, for now, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.